Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. You know, we're like 5 days away from the fiscal cliff. Fiscal cliff, let's just call it money cliff, because a lot of people think you're thinking about a physical at the doctor's office or something. The money cliff. We're 5 days away from the money cliff. The House, and it's reported, you know, on the Capitol Hill that the House and the Senate leaders are frozen about this physical talks. They're just frozen. But they're not wanting to do it.
Right.
Because both of them would be, well, first of all, the president would be giving up, you know, buku bucks, because 90-something percent of Americans are going to get tax raises. And he said he wouldn't do it. But by his inaction, it's going to cause people to get the tax raises.
Yeah.
And he's going to say, well, it really wasn't my stubbornness and my inability to sit down and talk with people. It's actually them now. I was like, really? Are we? And the sad thing is, we might not be that smart. It's like, do we really believe this?
Right.
Do we really believe that? And right after this thing goes through, they're talking about raising the debt ceiling from $16 trillion to $16.4 trillion. They're already preparing to be able to, which means raise our credit limit on our credit card to $17 trillion bucks or whatever and borrow money. And by the way, Japan's new prime minister's doing the very same thing. I mean, where is this all coming from? How is this happening? But listen, let me tell you what's going to happen. This physical, Fox News reports this morning that prisoners are so excited about the physical cliff about to hit the money cliff. They are so excited about it because they know that the funding for prisons is not going to be there. And they're preparing to be released.
Wow.
They're preparing. Criminals are about to be released. You know, reporting on Fox News this morning, you know, that they can't afford to keep them. I mean, it costs thousands of dollars to keep one prisoner. And I don't know why it costs so much. America needs to be like an Etch-a-Sketch, you know, just got to shake it and like start over again.
Start over again.
Either way, it costs like $30,000 to probably more than that, but I know in the Gulf Coast region, I think it's around $37,000 a prisoner or something like that a year. Like just give them the money and pay to get them to do something, call it a job.
Yeah, right.
But either way, they're going to release the prisoners. So the prisoners are excited. In 5 days, America, in 5 days, because our president will not sit down and agree to say, listen, let's don't raise the taxes on the middle class. Let's leave the tax cut that President Bush gave the middle class. Let's just don't mess with it. Because that middle class tax cut came from President Bush. It didn't come from anybody else. And our president can sit down and say, listen, let's don't mess with what President Bush gave America. Because this big raise is a raise on the tax cuts that President George Bush gave America. These are the President Bush tax cuts. So I don't know, they're not giving him any credit for these tax cuts. That's his. And if it expires, then what he did for us, we're about to lose. Everybody's all panicking. It's like, oh my goodness, all the good things for President George W. did for us, we're not going to have anymore. You don't hear anybody say that, do you? It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh my goodness, you know, are we doomed? You know, are we really doomed? Is this it? You know, maybe we need an extension of our intelligence. The problem is somebody's going to type in what we're supposed to think.
Right.
So, yeah, prisoners, Fox News reports this morning that prisoners are excited about what's about to take place because they're going to be released on the streets of America. Isn't that wonderful? Imagine now if you were a victim, if you were raped, if you were assaulted, you were robbed, your home was robbed, and you're about to find out that in 5 days, the person that you took the guts to prosecute, that you went down and you sat in the witness stand and you said, that one right there robbed my home, and they're serving 5 years, 10 years in jail or in prison, and they're about to get released. And your local paper printed the fact that you, where you live, what your name is, and that you got a gun. It's like,
thank you.
Bad combination. I remember it was so strict years ago, and I'm sure it is today. But when we're in the sheriff's department, our dispatch had the ability to run, you know, criminal checks and all that different stuff and say, run me a local, which means check out for warrants on somebody locally. Then somebody would say, we'd say, run them all the way. And that means run them on your state computer for crime, the local, county, and city, but also on the national computer, like FBI and all that kind of stuff. Well, you type in their driver's license number and it tells you if they have anything. Well, so one of our dispatchers typed in the president's name and date of birth. And just less than a minute, I believe. Less than a minute. Ring, ring, ring. Oh, this is the Secret Service. We see somebody's running the president's. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's like that quick. You know why? Because that's smart. You don't want people messing with people's. But why is it okay for this paper, this paper in New York to run all these names and addresses and possessions in a paper? You know, why isn't somebody jumping on that?
Right.
I'm just hoping this, but today's technology, you can reverse this thing. You can be listen, you can take it upon yourself and say, you know what? I'm going to be the city reporter. I'm going to report the truth. I'm going to report the truth, you know, and I'm just going to go. And if that happens, I'm going to turn the tables and say, okay, if it works this way, it'll work the other way. And all of a sudden start making available, you know, their stuff. And they would stop.
Right.
Or they would say, hey, this is cool. We're all vulnerable now. You know, I don't know. But yeah, the prisoners are excited because of the 5 days, the fiscal cliff, the money cliff's going to hit. And our president took a vacation to Hawaii, which he possibly obviously needed with his family. But at a time like this, you chose the job, you ran for it again, hang around and resolve the issue. Don't let the Bush tax cuts go. Don't let the Bush tax cuts go away. You know, Mr. President, if you do that, then everybody, you're going to be raising taxes on all of 90-something percent of America. If you allow this thing to happen in 5 days, you're basically this great, obviously, it's so huge what George W. Bush did for us that everybody's panicking what he did for us is about to be taken away.
Wow.
And you're in Hawaii? I mean, come on, please. You know, please take a moment. I mean, even Starbucks is saying, listen, they're having a campaign saying, you know, work this out. They're putting something on their cups. I don't know what it is, but.
Yeah.
They're saying, you know, talk this thing out. Talk this thing out. And remember, it's equal powers. The executive branch has equal powers with the legislature branch. So you can't say, hey, you know, Congress, just do what the president says. And you can't say, oh, president, just do what Congress says. But you come together knowing America chose you both and you work out a deal. You compromise and you say, you know what? And I believe the Speaker of the House and Congress has put together a compromise that says, you know, raise taxes on people who make $1 million or more. Go ahead and raise taxes, but don't do away with the tax cuts that will disappear that George W. Bush gave America by doing nothing, Mr. President. And he's like, he's continuing on. And it's like, don't you care about Americans? Don't you care about, you ran your whole campaign talking about the middle class. Listen, they're leaving. They're leaving California because of this kind of mindset. You know, why would the middle class have to abandon, you know, abandon California because of taxes? And I know if you haven't heard yet, you need to go to VFN TV. You need to watch, you know, Josiah. You know, Josiah, and understand that I truly believe our president is God's set man, that you know, God put him in place, allowed him to be there for a time such as this. And he has the hand of America, and he's escorting us under the allowance of God to a place that we're going to find out we really don't want to be. But it's because we rebelled against God. It's because the church rebelled against God. And it's like, y'all don't even see it. We don't even see it. Don't you see what's going on? I mean, this is socialism 101, you know. This is where all of a sudden you do work to pay taxes because the government is the one that pays for everything. And they determine whether you're going to get it or not. And you say, wow, I got to see the doctor. And he says, okay, we'll see you in 6 months.
Yeah.
We'll see you in six. I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
I'll see you in 6 months, but it hurts. Well, okay, 6 months. We'll see you in 6 months. I mean, look at your driver's license. I mean, how encouraging is that to go get your? And I'm not against anybody that works with the driver's license office, but you know how it is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like the most cordial environment. You know, they just like, oh, just so glad to see you. You take a picture, it looks horrific, and they go, you got to use it, and it's like. You could take another one. That's horrific. You
know? Right.
That's just horrific. It's like a little mercy here. Now, can you imagine that? It's like, you got to take the operation. I don't want that operation.
Yeah, exactly.
I want a different one. We make mistakes now when people get paid millions. Imagine when they get paid dollars and what mistakes are going to be made.
Sorry, just give you something extra. Just deal with it.
I'd like for you to meet my sister. It used to be my brother. He went to the government hospital And this, as a matter of fact, the Lord laid on my heart to I'm just trying to grasp how it used to be so we can realize what we have, so we can help talk about what we're about to lose. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And this particular company, media company, produced these documentaries in for the BBC, and it's called London Hospital 1907. And it's showing the state-of-the-art London Hospital, and it takes right from their records, and they have the actors, and also they're acting out what happened in the actual journal. They journaled everything with hands. Go figure, right?
Wow.
And then personal experiences and witnesses and memories and stuff like that. And so they put this all together, and it's like, it was the man who invented the X-ray machine was in this hospital in 1907, but he gave his own hands literally were burned off because, you know, it didn't work the first time.
Wow.
It didn't work the second time. And so they would just gradually cut his fingers off till he had no more fingers left. But they were just blown away because in 1907, because in the London hospital, that they had the ability now, prior to that, they didn't have it, to take an X-ray of you, and they could look into your body and find out something's broken or bleeding or what. Prior to that, they just kind of feel, and they would wait until the manifestation of almost death. And they go, I think we need to cut them open. And some of the other things, they didn't know about sanitation, and they didn't have gloves. You know, all these life expectancy was 47 years.
Wow.
And, you know, we'd be like, we're in the twilight days.
It's almost over, man.
We're like that wise dude on that movie thing. You're like, come to me, I'll tell you wise things. I don't know what that is. Not a Star Trek. Yoda. We're like Yoda. That's how old we are according to those days. But 47, you would die. I mean, pretty much you're going to die at 47.
Mm-hmm.
It was so bad that the children brought into the hospitals had huge rat bites all over them, scurvy and all these different diseases. And it was because the men were poor. They were poor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the reason why these things, that's what's happening today on the earth, why people are sick quite often. It's not because we don't have something to help them out. They don't have the finances to be able to get the meds to be able to be healed. But they didn't have the knowledge back then of so many different things. And so they didn't even know about CPR. So the man's in the operating room. He's doing the surgeon, and they always had the other younger doctors around. And basically every time it was a show, because they would tell them, teach them by practical things. And so the man's laying there, and he's doing a simple, like he had blood in his lungs or something. And all you do for that is just kind of put a little slice on your rib area. And they put a tube in, and it kind of drains the blood off. Simple operation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, while they were doing that, the anesthesia that time was the stuff that we use for dentists today.
Oh.
You know, the what do they call that? With
Novocaine? Gas.
Novocaine. Not Novocaine. Well, the gas. Kind of gas.
Laughing gas.
Well, he didn't laugh. But it's some minor thing like that. And so it would take you all. Oh, no. Oh, you put it on a rag.
Chloroform?
It's coming up.
Here it comes. Remember, you put it on their faces, and they go out, put on a rag.
Chloroform.
Is it chloroform? Okay, it's chloroform. Well, he is Pat, so yes, Pat. He would know.
Haven't tried this or anything.
Fact, man.
No.
Fact,
I've
man.
I've seen it, though.
And so, it would cause you to stop breathing almost. And because it was a lung situation, the guy tells him, you can't do this. It's probably going to stop him. He'll probably die on the table. And of course, he stopped breathing. And so the doctor goes, the surgeon goes, which are, I felt like they were gods back then, you know.
All right.
And they said, this will not happen on my table. And so he cuts the man open right below his sternum. He reaches in, he has to cut his diaphragm, sticks his hand up to his heart, and begins to massage his heart to be able to bring him back to life again. Well, today we call that CPR. We just take our hands and our fists and we press on the chest, and that presses the heart. And we breathe in their mouth, and they didn't even know that in 1907.
Wow.
And so here this man, you know, has this major operation because they didn't have the technology or the knowledge that we have today.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have anesthesia that we have. Mm-hmm. So many people died. You know, they're watching all these people die from these different types of anesthesia they would try. Huge prices were paid by human beings, and doctors were taking them, and I don't know if they were necessarily right, some of these things that they were doing. But just little children, just seeing them just devastated. You know what? And we have such a blessed country today. We're just so blessed. We don't know where we came from. We don't realize how it was that suicide was a crime back all the way up to 1961. You know why? Because everybody was doing it. You know, the women would drink bleach, and the men would cut their throats with razors. That's pretty much a standard thing that would happen. That was their record. So they would come in. They know, hey, the man's throat's cut. It's pretty much he did it. If she's drunk bleach, they would actually abort their own children. If they had so many children, they just couldn't take anymore. They would do things like that, like Lysol and different things like that. And just horrific things were taking place.
Wow.
And it's like, look what God has done for America and how he's blessed us and the technology and the wisdom. And people would die from simple infections after a surgery that they could have lived. Little children were dying because there was nothing to fix, no shot, no simple vaccination. There was no penicillin. You know, all these different things that has happened.